This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our number two, as Jason Lloyd is in for Ken Carmen. I'm getting reaction, Jason, at the end of the segment, saying that nothing could trump LeBron James's story and the storybook. I can't call it an ending because it didn't end, but the championship pursuit. And you know, we've wondered that before because we've built up, like when Baker was here, we were doing the topics on this station, and everybody was doing it in town. Is this bigger than LeBron? Is this bigger than LeBron? And I would come in and go, guys, and I would sound like the guy, the wet blanket, every time, because it would sound like I was trying to dampen spirits when all I was doing was saying, no, 2016 was so special, and it was a culmination of not one but two LeBron runs, that all those memories were coinciding, and then it ended up as a championship. It was the best all time. And I necessarily want to go there here in this segment, but I couldn't believe how steadfast you were, because that has been a thought forever that, like, how could anything trump LeBron? But people say, well, football, it's football, and football's bigger and the Browns are bigger. And I'm like, I still will maintain that LeBron in this town was as big as the Browns. It might not have been the Cavs. It was a LeBron thing, but you mean the way that the national media covered things here, the way that everybody in town was, even if you weren't even an NBA fan, it had casual fans in this town.
Yeah.
I just don't know that anything could trump that. And people will want it to. People will want it,
right,
cling on to anything,
sure,
that is Browns oriented and try to make it bigger. But I just don't think, I think you'd be lying to yourself.
People have a short memory and forget what it was like before that title. People forget what it was like around here. And I'll tell you something else about the Browns, and this probably won't sit well with people either. The Browns have lost a generation of fans. I've seen it with my oldest son and, like, that generation. My oldest is 23. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, when those people have disposable income, you think they're going to spend it on this crap? I don't. Like, LeBron created a generation of Cavs fans that previously didn't exist here, and the Browns have lost a generation of fans. They have lost the younger fans. Like, our generation and up, yeah, like, whatever. Your diehards and whatever. The younger ones, with social media and everything else going on, and what a punchline that this organization has been for 25 years, you think they're going to buy season tickets? No, they're not. So I guess it's like two different arguments we're having here. But this team is nowhere near a Super Bowl. It's not even close to a Super Bowl. And we've been talking about a Super Bowl for 50 years and it hadn't happened yet. You think it's going to happen in the next three or four? And as the, as this generation of like 18 to 25, as they get older and they start to have families, I highly, highly doubt that they are going to spend, especially if it's in a dome in Brook Park and the prices that come with it. I'm just telling you, the Browns are in for a reckoning. I wholeheartedly believe that because they've lost a generation of fans with what's gone on the last 25 years.
Listen to tough talking Jason Lloyd at The Athletic, 216-474-0092. We're getting pushback. I mean, Charles says, Browns and social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, Browns winning the Super Bowl would be bigger and mean more to more people in Northeast Ohio than any Cavs or Guardians championship. It's not even close. I think Charles is kind of hoping that's the case. I mean, he's got Browns dog in his actual name. And I think, you know, the prevailing wisdom is, well, it's Brownstown. It's a Brownstown. But I come back to it. I'm sorry. LeBron owned this town.
Absolutely.
For those years. And remember, Browns were bad. Browns were really bad in 2015, 2016. Yeah. Browns were really, really
bad.
We
were in Orlando, and I asked LeBron about the winless season parade. And he gave the most unbelievable response. It was the Wild Wild West days of The Athletic, and I tweeted a verbatim everything he said, including the 9 F-bombs, and got a call from the founder of The Athletic and was like, yeah, you know, we probably shouldn't do that again. But it was unbelievable. The Browns were making fun of the Browns. And what do you expect? And you got to be better than that. And yeah, I'd be mad too if I was a player, but you know, why don't you try winning? And it was an incredible. Yeah, I mean, the Browns at that time were an absolute disaster.
Robin Medina takes issue. Go ahead, Rob. Anytime anybody wants to take issue with Jason, I'm all about it. Right to the front of the line. Go ahead, Rob.
Guys, you guys are killing me. Are you guys really listening to what you're saying? If Kenny Pickett wins the Super Bowl, he will be bigger than LeBron James.
Stop it.
Immediately.
Please
stop immediately.
It's not, Rob, that's not true. There's no chance. What? Yeah, I mean, in Philadelphia, I mean, Carson Wentz and Nick Foles teamed up to win a Super Bowl, and they moved on. I mean, they moved on. Philly cares about football, right? I mean, could you say that those guys aren't bigger than Allen Iverson even?
Like that parade that they had for the Cavs. Mm-hmm. If the Browns won, that would be like a little gathering. I mean, this town would go crazy if the
Indians, of course the town would go crazy. Yes, of course the town would go crazy.
They would go crazy for a Guardians World Series too.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that, like, personally, I hate LeBron. I mean, sure, he won us a championship, but
sure,
he left.
Sure, he won a championship.
Sure, that easy thing that he did.
So what that he left? So what?
That easy thing that no other athlete could pull off in Cleveland in how many years?
If he can, listen,
Kenny Pickett would have a statue in whatever you call it, on the center of Cleveland.
No, he wouldn't. Robin, 2014, did you like LeBron in 2014?
You know what? I do like LeBron, period. I do like him.
You just said you don't.
You said you hate him.
But I don't think basketball is bigger than baseball and football in Cleveland.
Well, it's
I don't
not
like him because he left. But he's a great player.
Thank you, Rob. It's not. Basketball's not bigger than the Browns. But that's what's so special about somebody like LeBron James, that he could put a whole city on its back. By the way, a whole city that hated his guts.
Yes.
How many years prior?
Yes.
And then they were back on. How many athletes in the history of not just Cleveland in sports can get a whole town to hate them, and then a whole town has to come around and apologize and say, all right. Like, who could pull that off?
The thing that blows, if in 2014, when LeBron came back, we all remember, he's on the stage in Akron, right? He's got the microphone. What if he told you in 2014, listen, I'm going to bring you a championship, but then I'm going to leave again in a few years. But I'm going to get you that title, and then I'm going to go.
You'd sign up for it.
Absolutely.
You'd sign up for it.
Everybody would.
Now, your feelings would still get hurt in the meantime.
In 2014, you wouldn't care. Yeah. You'd say, give me the title. I don't care. Will you bring a title? You can do whatever you want. I don't care. And then he leaves, and people want to get mad at him again. It's like, okay, come on.
But, you know, the other part of that is, and the phones are jumping now, 216-474-0092. I was going to ask Jason who's going to be the starting quarterback week one, if it was going to be Kenny Pickett. The other part of this is, like, a caller's calling up saying, Kenny Pickett, if he won it. But that's the thing. He has zero chance to win it. LeBron gave you a chance every single
year. He's one of the greatest three. I don't care where you put him, one, two, or three. He's one of the greatest players to ever play this game. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He grew up down the street, and people want to dismiss the championship. It blows my mind. A city that can't win anything. He actually delivered it, and people want to dismiss it. It's unbelievable.
And if you're curious, maybe this one hits too close to home, Owen. If you're curious, like, we know not only in Cleveland is football bigger than basketball, obviously. It's bigger almost everywhere in this country. But who's bigger, LeBron James or Patrick Mahomes?
LeBron.
LeBron.
It's not even close.
It's not close. Owen?
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing for 20 years.
But it's not only that. Like, his...
Patrick Mahomes was like five when he started.
Sure, but globally.
Is Mahomes beloved on other continents?
That's a 20-year run of dominance, though, too.
Yes, but do you think even Tom Brady globally?
I was just going to say that.
And Tom Brady is as big as it gets here. I don't think
Tom Brady in Europe versus LeBron, yeah, it's not close.
I just think there comes certain athletes that can transcend it. Tiger, obviously, transcended golf. Golf is not bigger than anything.
Right.
But he transcended it. Serena Williams.
Yep.
Like, there just are these athletes that come around and they change everything. And that's LeBron, when you think about... Now, I can poke holes at how good this was for sports, but there is no denying his influence over sports and the player empowerment stuff. I mean, you just saw Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett, now they call his bluff.
See, that's a much better argument for LeBron to me, is that he was able... He tried to influence the way the NFL goes about their business and succeeded for a month, maybe. And then they still succeeded.
These guys all want to be LeBron.
Garrett has $40 million guaranteed a year now.
All these NFL players would love to be LeBron. They would love to get that kind of guaranteed money time and time again. Yeah. And it's just nobody that could pull something like that off. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim in Strongsville. Next up on the Fan, how are you, Jim?
I'm good, guys. Listen, I think you guys are being biased because of your basketball passion. I understand what you're saying, but I'll put this comparison. I don't know who's bigger in Europe, Messi or LeBron?
Messi, right? Yeah. Soccer is the biggest global.
We started a soccer team here in Cleveland, and Messi came here in his prime, and he was really good, and he won us a championship. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm sorry. I get it, what you're saying. The NFL just look. What's your radio station? 90% of what you guys talk about, what people want to talk about, 3%. Is the Browns. So to come in and
but
say,
it wasn't
like,
when
well,
LeBron
like,
was here. It was not when LeBron was here. LeBron dominated our conversations every day.
He did. But and Jason, I'll say this too. You're saying lost a generation. You're missing the point of why people have season tickets. I'm a season ticket holder. Not because the Browns are good. Not because we're because I like to go out on Sunday and booze and sit down there for 6 hours. Before the game, that it's a culture.
Sure,
it's
Jim.
Can I ask you, how old are you?
Oh, come on, Jim.
Roughly.
I'm 51.
51. That's my point.
Wow. Yeah, but you're telling me when you go, I know the media lot and all that's below you, but if you walk to the media lot, there's plenty of young kids in there. I know you're a high roller. You don't want to get your Mercedes.
He wouldn't toil down there in the Muni lot. Thanks, Jim. I got
to
go.
When those kids in their 20s have to pay for their own tickets, when they got to pay for season tickets, I just don't think they're going to.